To be in his presence. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the opportunity to worship one another, to praise your holy divine name, because God, you are so worthy. That no matter what we're going through, how it look, how it feel, God, you're still operating. You're still moving, God. You still have the power to do exceedingly abundant above anything we think or ask, God. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to cover everyone in this building, God. Cover everyone in this world, God. Cover everyone that's on Facebook watching the service, God. I'm asking you to cover right now in the name of Jesus. We plead his blood, God, over our health, God. We plead his blood over our finances, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, over our children, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, God. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That your word rest on the hearts of your people. That we may grow in grace and wisdom and understanding of your holy divine word. God, we know that you got this pandemic in your hand. And we know that you're working it out for our good. God, we've lost some loved ones, but we know that you're still on the throne. And so we're asking you to comfort those families. We're asking you to strengthen, God. Hallelujah. In a mighty way, God. Hallelujah. Do it like only you can do it, God. Move like only you can move, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, God. This day. And God, I ask you to hide Carolyn Graham behind thy cross. Hallelujah. That your people will see nor hear any of her, but see and hear the word of God, that their lives would be enriched, they would be equipped, yes, and encouraged, yes, and enlightened to go on and run and see what the end's going to be. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation, yes, of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for this day. Because yesterday I was still like, okay, God, I hear you, but you hadn't finished it.
Come on now.
And after 3 weeks of one topic, he changed it in a matter of no time.
Yes.
And that's just a matter of waiting on God.
Yes.
Because he knows what we stand in the need of. Amen, somebody. He knows exactly what his people need. Hallelujah. So if you turn with me to Isaiah 60:22, and I know you heard it last month at the end of my sermon, but I don't know, but God's working this out, and he's working it out because someone needs it. And I know that I did, because, man, did he work on me last night. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every time I started, he said, no, not yet. Hallelujah. Every time I get up and get the book, he said, no, not yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just kept repeating that scripture over and over again until he said, all right, you ready now? And that's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read three translations because that's what he took me. And sometimes we have to get just as simple as there is to get what God has given us. Amen, somebody. The New King James Version said, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. The Christian Standard says it like this. The least will become a thousand. The smallest a mighty nation. I am Yahweh. I will accomplish it quickly in its time. But this is what the Message Bible says. The runt will become a great nation,
yes,
a great tribe.
Amen.
The weakling will become a strong nation.
Yes.
I am God.
Yes. Yes.
At the right time.
At the right time. Jesus! Hallelujah!
That's another shout right there. At the right time. See, we get in a hurry sometimes. At the right time. This is what the Lord said. He said, at the right time. Make it happen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
The topic he chose this morning, you may be seated in the name of heavens, Lord. When there's a move of God. When there's a move of God. I'm telling y'all, I had to sit there. And when I thought about it,
yes,
it made me close my eyes and imagine the power of our God.
Yes.
That He knows the right time.
Yes.
Each one of us need Him to move in our situation. He knows the right time to make it happen. I sit there and I said, Lord, have mercy. You see, He has the power to move swiftly. He has the power to move smoothly. Hallelujah. But then I thought, sometimes when He moves so quickly, sometimes when He moves so smooth, we don't realize that He's already done it. We don't realize He's already moved on our behalf. And the reason we don't realize that He's already moved on our behalf, because it's not what we wanted it to be.
Yes.
But we gotta realize the Bible says He will supply our needs.
That's right.
Glory to God. Don't get me wrong. It also says in Psalms 30, 37, if you delight in Him, He will give you your desires. But when He moves on your behalf, He gives you what you need. And it's not always going to be comfortable.
No, no.
And it's not always going to be pretty.
No, sir.
But it's going to be exactly what you need at that specific time.
Yes, Lord.
My mama. You see, I sit there, and I shut my head, Listen to me. We all have things that is trying to hold us back.
Come on, baby. Yes, sir.
We all have some vice grips.
Yeah.
That's trying to keep us held down. Captive. Whether it's guilt from a past mistake, we hold on to stuff too long.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Preach.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Or that temptation we can't seem to overcome.
Come on.
You know, we always holler drug and we always holler alcohol. But you know, sometimes we can sit down to that table just a little bit too long.
Glory.
I'm guilty. I'm just gonna tell you, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Though I've been praying, Lord, don't let me snack after 9 o'clock. See, I have to give myself a little room. They say after 7. But I know that was impossible because my kids don't eat half the time till 7.
Yeah.
So I had to set a reasonable goal. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You have to use a sound mind. So I began to pray, Lord, don't let me snack or eat after 9 o'clock. See, we have to get in with line with the Lord. You have to act specifically. What you need.
What you need.
In order to operate, we throw out that temptation of drugs and alcohol and whatever else, but sometimes it's just ourselves in our way.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Or it might be that dysfunction that we pass down from generation to generation.
Yeah, Lord. Come on.
God asking the Lord to break that curse, bind that situation.
Yes.
You know, it's easy sometimes just to accept things as they are.
Glory.
And think that's just who we are.
No.
God didn't create us.
Come on.
To go through life weighted down.
That's right.
Preach.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Preach that.
I can shout there all by myself. I done got used to knowing when God is moving in my mind.
Yes, Lord.
We think that's what it's supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. God don't want us weighted down. He don't want us feeling defeated. He don't want us feeling dysfunctional. He don't want us feeling destroyed. He don't want us feeling devastated over guilt.
Yes.
That's not our God.
That's not our God.
He created us to be free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We celebrate Black History Day, but every day is Black History. We free in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Preach with. Pastor say it all the time. Ox ancestors were singing stuff way before they set us free. So they were already free in their mind. Because they served a mighty God. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at this move of God.
Listen.
When Jesus hung on the cross,
yeah,
before he took his final breath,
yeah, Lord,
he said, "It is finished."
Woo, come on, with
it is finished.
Hallelujah.
He just wasn't talking about his life.
No, no,
Lord, and the purpose that he was set for.
Yeah,
he was putting an end to all the negativity.
Yellow.
That we've been holding on to. He was putting an end to let us know.
Yellow.
That we had a destiny and we had a purpose.
Yeah.
And in fact, he was saying, look at him. You're not destroyed no longer.
Come on, Jesus.
You're not defeated no longer.
Jesus.
You're not devastated no longer. Your guilt is finished.
Yeah.
Your depression is finished.
Yeah.
Your slow self-esteem is finished.
Yeah.
Come by to tell somebody, whatever you're going through, you ought to shout, it's finished.
Hallelujah.
You ought to claim it's finished.
It's finished. Jesus.
My Savior did it on the cross.
Come on with.
My Savior did it on the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is finished.
Yes.
You ought to be able to declare right now, I am blessed. My table shout right now. Hallelujah, God, I'm blessed because you say I am. You can go back to Genesis, the very first thing. He said, I'm blessed. You have been blessed to multiply. We're blessed. And prosperity don't always mean money. He's going to enrich your life. Hallelujah, so you can walk a straight line. So you can talk the right talk. My. You see, ladies, that in the unseen realm, strongholds have been broken, chains has been loosened, favor is released. Come on and go in the spiritual realm. That's what we need to get you in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah, in the spiritual realm. Strongholds have been broken. Change has been loosened. Favor has been released.
Hallelujah.
When there's a move of God, church, change happens. When there's a sound in the earth by the saints of God, change happens. My. Change happens. When the God begin to move, change happens. Things ain't the same as they used to be. Glory to God. In our scripture today, when we look at the whole chapter 60 in Isaiah, he's dealing with change. From struggle to victory. From darkness to light. Glory to God. You see, the Israelites had been separated from God because of their sin.
Yes,
but Isaiah came to tell them that in his silence, God is still going to redeem you.
Yes. Jesus. Right. Jesus, Lord.
My.
Come on.
Praise God.
Yellow.
I'm flipping through. I got too many books. I don't remember which book it was.
Come on now.
The right one.
It was quotes, but anyway, Mother Mary Teresa said, the fruit of silence is prayer.
Yes.
The fruit of prayer is faith.
Yes.
The fruit of faith is service. The fruit of service is the love of Jesus.
Yeah.
when God began to move in your life, there's a move that's going to bring some fruit. And you ought to be able to take care of that fruit.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You see, the Israelites had sinned. And so even in their prayer, God had gotten silent. Yes. So they had to be reminded that God is still going to redeem you.
Yeah, Lord.
And so when you get to chapter 60, yes, hallelujah, it's powerful because the very first verse tell you what kind of God we serve. He said, arise and shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shine over you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus.
So when you're down in your valley,
come on with,
and you feel like darkness is coming all over you,
yeah,
you ought to rise up and say, the light of the Lord is all over me.
Yeah.
And where the Lord is, there is victory.
Yeah.
You ought to rise up and say, I'm no longer in darkness, because Jesus is my light, and he shines brighter than any G.E. Watkins he can make.
Glory
to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. They were celebrating now.
Yeah.
They were celebrating now. Hallelujah. Because the very first thing he said is the light is shining over you.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Sister Deborah, and that's just awesome how God works things out.
Woo. Yeah.
Glory to God. She said her mom is without power.
Yeah. Come on with.
Glory to God. And you know, some of us can't go without power for a minute.
Jesus.
Glory to God. So if you imagine
Jesus,
the Israelites feeling in darkness because they have not heard
Jesus,
the voice of the Lord,
yeah, Lord,
speak to them.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And see, that's the way we get sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't hear what God is saying.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's already moving.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're not wanting what he's moved in because it don't feel like or look like what we think it should. But he's already moved. So he was moving. So he had to send Isaiah to tell him, I'm going to redeem you. You're just going to have to wait till the right time comes, because God is looking for prepared people to do a prepared work. He said, no, we so easily we get out of order. We so easily we get things ahead of time instead of waiting on God.
Hallelujah. You preach that.
We got to wait on God. We got to wait on God. So now they were turning it around to celebrate, because now they're out of the darkness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus. Yes.
The power of God,
yes,
when he moves,
glory,
opens up a light.
Come on with me. Yes, glory.
Like no other.
Yes, Jesus.
You've been walking around depressed. You've been walking around feeling defeated.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to get so far down that you think you can't get up.
Ooh.
If you're feeling a little depressed, that's the time to call on God. Don't let it get so thick that you can't begin to move. You gotta move at the right time. I think Whitney Houston sung that song, Hasten to the Throne. The throne of God. That's where we should make our way, to the throne of God. Don't wait till it gets to the point that you think you can't have. You see it coming, you ought to head it off. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You preach now.
When there's a move of God, we should be able to celebrate. The Bible said rejoice. I say rejoice.
Yes, rejoice.
You see, this verse 22,
mm-hmm,
is basically dealing with kingdom growth.
Yeah, Lord. Glory.
But God put on me to deal with kingdom growth,
yes,
and spiritual growth.
Yes.
We got to know how to walk in the spirit,
yeah,
and all to build the kingdom.
Yeah.
Hey, glory.
Yeah.
Say that again, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Say that again, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We got to be able to walk in the spirit,
yeah,
in order to grow the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You got to have the right relationship.
Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah. To help the kingdom grow.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, my. So he started off in 22:8. He said, the Message Bible, he said, the runt will become a great tribe.
Yeah.
You see, God can take the smallest and make it great, or make it more than we ever had before. Come on, somebody. You see, he took the multitude. When Jesus went out and there was a multitude of people, he took two fishes and five loaves of bread, and he fed the multitude. And not only did he feed the multitude, it said it was 12 baskets left over. You see, when there's a move of God, somebody say move of God. When there's a move of God, things become more. Things become great. See, in our spiritual walk, when we whatever situation, whatever circumstance that we're going through, we got to realize God can turn that thing completely around. Hallelujah. And he can use you to do whatever he desires you to do. So don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do, because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
He said,
hallelujah. One of my baby, he is my baby boy. He's the only boy I got. But anyway.
Hallelujah. Glory.
My baby boy's favorite song when he was a teenager was Long As I Got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. And Kenyon used to sing that song. And you know it's awesome when a teenager can get happy.
Hallelujah!
And he would sit there and look at Kenyon like Kenyon was doing something mighty. And she was. She was proclaiming the word of God. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. So I come by to tell somebody that God can make whatever it is that you put your hands to, as long as you put him ahead of it, he can make it great. Hallelujah. He can make it great. As long as you got Jesus at the helm.
Glory. Hallelujah. Preach
that. Steering that boat, steering that car, steering your walk, spirit, steering your talk. As long as Jesus is in the forefront. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved.
Come on with. Hey. Preach now.
Glory to God.
Preach.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Church, we have that kind of power. We have that kind of power. We can speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be removed. In your spare time, just check out Mark 11:24.
Come on with.
You can speak.
Hallelujah.
When your spiritual walk and your spiritual growth is moving in the right direction, you can speak to that mountain, and it shall be moved. And then he went on to 22b. He said the weakling becomes a strong nation. And God leaned me back.
Yeah, look, I got happy. I'm just okay.
Because sometimes you feel weak. You feel like you're not moving in the right direction. You feel like everything is coming at you left and right. And you get overwhelmed sometimes. And when he said the weakling, we become a strong nation. I had to lean back. And what came to my mind was Gideon in the Judges chapter 6. Down around the 15th verse. Hallelujah, glory to God. God spoke to Gideon and he said, let me go back up. Gideon said,
come on.
Pardon me, Lord.
Yeah.
How can I save Israel? That's what he said.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
My clan is the weakest.
Yeah, Lord.
And my family is the least.
Come on.
That's right.
Jesus.
I hope I didn't mess
Glory.
Up.
Glory. Hallelujah.
But God took Gideon.
Yeah.
And he made the least the redeemer of Israel. At that particular time. So no matter what you've done, what family you came from, what color of your skin. I heard the young lady say she was dark. I've been dark all my life. I'm good. I'm good.
Glory.
God can use you. But you got to surrender. Hallelujah. And this is what I meant for what God said before I got ahead of myself. God told Gideon, he said, I will be with you. So Gideon said, we're just a weak little nation. We're just a small little family. But God went on and said, I will be with you. Hallelujah, somebody. And when God is with you, I think around Romans, the Bible said Romans 8:31. Come on, Holy Ghost. Work these scriptures out. Hey, glory to God. He said, if God be with you, who can be against you? So he told Gideon, I will be with you. I stopped by to tell somebody, if God is with you, it don't matter who talk about you. It don't matter who scandalize your name. It don't matter who look at you cross-eyed. It don't matter. If God be for you, if God have ordered your steps, it'll work out for your good. Glory to God. When there's a move of God,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then it came to my very favorite one.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 22C.
Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord.
22C.
Come on, Jim.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The New King James said, "Ah, the Lord will hasten it in its time."
Yes.
Hasten. I looked it up in the Greek and Hebrew.
Yeah.
It said, move quick and sleep less. The Bible tells us our God never sleeps nor slumbers. That lets me know that he's up all the time and he can hasten to me right on time. He can move quicker than Flash Gordon ever could move. Ah, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then when we look, hallelujah, at the Christian Bible, it says, I will accomplish it quickly in its time. Again, he said, I can move at the speed of light right to you in your situation, right where you are. Glory to God. Then we go right to the Message Bible. He said, at the right time.
Hallelujah, Lord.
At the right
time.
I will make it happen.
God
will move quickly. And he will move in a specific manner at the right time. And whatever needs to happen, wherever you are, will happen.
No matter where you are. Hallelujah.
It will happen.
That's right.
It will happen.
In the name of Jesus.
It will happen.
It will.
No matter what you're going through, what it look like, what it feel like. Verse 2D said, the Lord will shine over you, and his glory will appear over you. We've got to learn to stand and declare the word of God, because if he's there and he's moving in the situation, it will work out the way it's supposed to work out. Glory to God. Women of Ruth.
Yeah, Lord.
The word Ruth represents raising up true helpers.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
God's going to multiply and make things happen in the right time.
Yeah.
And the time is now.
Yeah, Lord.
Raising up true helpers.
Yeah.
God wants to raise up true servants.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With a true relationship with him.
Yeah.
And when there's a move of God, women of Ruth, I come to talk to you ladies all dressed in red, and those that's not, I'm still talking to you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. There's a work to be done. And you know we as women, we like to get busy and get God's work done. And we like to do it in our honor. So I want you to know that when God, there is a move of God, and we can.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Go ahead.
We can pray like Nehemiah and see the favor of God raise it up to rise up and build at the right time. Glory to God. Women of Ruth, when there's a move of God, we can fight like David. The Bible said David had a heart after God. As long as our heart is moving in the direction of God, God's favor will follow. Women of Ruth, when there's a move of God, we can educate like Paul. We can teach sound doctrine to the young ladies in camp and raise them up. And when we do, the favor of God will fall on them young ones. Women of Ruth, when there's a move of God, we can build like Noah.
Come on.
We'll know the right dynamics.
Yes, sir.
The width and the length. No matter what storm come our way, we'll be able to weather. I'm just coming.
Yes, sir.
When there's a move of God,
hallelujah.
People of God.
Yeah.
All of us can love like Jesus. Treating everybody right. Valentine's Day is about love. But we had someone to come and say it is finished. That overflowed love day in and day out. Hallelujah. No matter how you act, he still loves you. No matter how much you look like, he still loves you. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, he still loves you.
Glory, glory.
An everlasting love. An everlasting love. An everlasting love. Don't celebrate love one day. Love flows every day. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That power remains the same.
Hallelujah.
When there's a move of God, church,
Jesus,
we should be able to love.
Lord.
Like Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I know this message was for me.
Hallelujah.
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 And I pray that it touched someone else.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Because God is moving.
Hallelujah.
He's not standing still. Hallelujah. You can miss your boat, you miss your ride if you want to.
Yeah.
I want to take a ride.
Yeah.
I want the angel to swing down and let me get on that chariot.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want to take that ride one of these old days.
Yeah.
I did tell Jesus.
Yeah.
I said, I want to take that ride, but I ain't ready right now.
Yeah.
My soul and my spirit's ready.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot more I want to do. But if you say let's go, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to take that ride.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that angel coming down and say, okay, G, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll say, all right, Lord, if you say so, just let me get on the right chariot.
Yeah.
Glory to God. When there's a move of God, we should be able to move with him. Should be no hesitation.
Yes.
Because he's real and he loves you for you. Just be you. And let God do what God's going to do in you. Because what God has for you, it is for you. And when he moves in your life, it's exactly what you need at that particular time. He knows everything about you.
Yes, he
does. If he knows the number of hairs on your head, you better believe he knows what you're plotting in your heart. So don't get it twisted. He knows all about you. You can worry about everybody else if you want to. That ain't your business.
No.
I tell you quickly, you ain't taking me to hell.
Yes.
You don't have a right to take me to hell.
Yes.
I have to do it myself.
Yes.
So don't get it twisted that somebody can take you to hell.
No.
The only one that can take you to hell is you. And believe me, you, there is a heaven and a hell.
Yes,
Jesus. Recognize the move of God
for
you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.